Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan King.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going good. How are you?
Not too bad.
It's a week of finales.
Yeah, really.
It was quite a week for television, I must say.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my life now.
You got to get into Homeland, I guess, because that just started.
That's on Showtime, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I don't have Showtime.
Well, you're screwed. But we had the end of the challenge, which is our main focus. I got to admit, for me, it's been overshadowed by the end of Breaking Bad. But what can you do, you know?
It's true. You know, I can understand that.
Did you have a chance to watch the Breaking Bad finale?
Of course.
Fantastic.
Good. Yeah, it was really great.
All right, let's save that till the end.
And this is a kind of a weird one. Usually people have like a week to digest mm-hmm. what happened before on Breaking Bad before we spoil it. But yeah, we are going to be talking about last night's episode, which was the finale, the final episode. So,
and if you ever think that you're going to get into Breaking Bad, even if you've never seen one episode, just go ahead and turn it off at that point, because you don't want to ruin the entire series for yourself knowing how it ends.
Yeah, like a series that a lot of people have called like the best television show ever.
I would concur with that.
Yeah,
as far as in the genre of what kind of show it has no match.
Yeah, really. And so as Jordan said, if you ever think that there's a chance you'll check it out, yeah, just turn it off. Just listen to the first half of this podcast.
Yeah. But first things first, the challenge. It's over.
It is. Another one in the can.
Yep. I didn't get to watch the reunion other than because I watched it online and I couldn't find the full episode online. I only saw Knight punching Frank in the face. So you're going to have to fill me in on that. But first,
it wasn't even really a punch. It was just a slap.
It was a little slap, yeah.
It was a little pussy slap.
Yeah. It was like he was trying to not get kicked off the show, but the show was over. And he actually did get kicked off. So
yeah.
So last week we ended talking about how we didn't know who was flipping over in that kayak and who was going to make it onto the super yacht. And it turns out it was Marlon and Jordan, and they were out.
Yeah. Thoughts? Once again, like, I'm disappointed that they were out, that the guys lost the team so early, because that would have been a close race, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was rooting for Marlon and Jordan the whole time. You know, wanted them to do good. A rookie team, first time out, getting this far—that's impressive. So
pretty impressive, yeah. And they would have had a chance if they didn't have the challenge set up as they did.
Yeah, and think about it. Like, they would have at least been like on par with Frank and Johnny. You know.
Yeah.
Gave them a run for their money.
And honestly, it just seemed like MTV wanted to save some money. Like, they're like, okay, what's the least amount of times we can set up these obstacle courses?
Exactly.
Two each. Okay.
Exactly.
So, Marlon and Jordan out. I don't know. Do we want to go in through this step by step or what?
I guess kind of. I think it'll be easier that way. The race consisted of basically five checkpoints where you have to complete a challenge, grab an idol, and then race it back to the first checkpoint where you leave all five of the idols as you collect them.
Yeah, you just did a big loop. It was kind of I can't remember when where they did it exactly like this, but it was a little bit of a throwback because the last few seasons it's been the marathon in the desert or the climbing the mountain.
Mm-hmm. This is a lot like the one with Kellyanne and Sarah. Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I like this kind of format.
Yeah.
They clearly didn't have as much space to work with, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out with a little puzzle that, as CT points out, is very similar to the kind of puzzles that they have at like
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, or like a Denny's. Not Denny's anymore, I guess, but
mm-hmm.
Where you're just trying to, you just are jumping your pieces until you have only one left. And yeah, CT clearly did have a lot of practice at that because they made a small work of it. And I guess kind of spoilers, CT and Wes, they got the lead quick and they never lost it.
Yeah, they were a good team. I mean, on paper, they were a good team. And in reality, they ended up being a really good team.
Yeah, really. Like, probably one of the most solid teams the Challenge has ever seen.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Two-man team, at least. They, and I believe Cook and Car Maria finished pretty quick on that challenge, too, right?
Yeah.
Much faster than the other ones.
Yeah, Emily and Paula they really were, proved that they are no good at puzzles.
No, they're puzzle deficient. And then, so that's kind of the way that went out. The next one was the one where they had to solve the math equation and cut the rope, right?
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and honestly, if it was a couple years ago, I wouldn't have known how to do this, but what I could gather from the math equation, but now I'm doubting myself because they seem to be doing such complicated equations, but they were basically looking at a triangle and trying to figure out what the third side equaled, which correct. All you have to do is add them together, and that's what the third side is, I believe. Am I wrong?
Truth be told, I'm not entirely sure.
I'm like, pretty sure that all you have to do is add the two sides together. But CT was like, what's 75 times 125?
Yeah, like they were getting into like
25,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But none of them knew how to do it. But I know it's something simple like that. And our listeners are probably yelling at me like right now because I'm not 100% sure. But I was always horrible at math. But yeah. I did take a math class not too long ago, but I should know this.
I could still work my way through certain problems, but yeah, the formulas that they were working on, I don't know. It's just no longer in my mind.
Well, maybe it's a little more complicated. I think the formula is a squared plus b squared equals c squared or something like that. So you do have to do a couple squares to get the correct answer. So it might have been a little harder than I'm making out to be, but eventually, I think, didn't CT and Wes, did they just wing it and cut a random rope, or did they find it? Did they figure it out?
I think they worked at, like, they...
Someone got lucky and just cut a random rope.
I think they just took, like, an educated guess, kind of.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think they weren't 100% sure, but they had done some work, and they thought, like, that the blue rope made sense, and they were right.
It seems like if you were that clueless on the math, or if it was taking you that long, just go ahead and start cutting through ropes. Like,
yeah, I was thinking that too.
How long is it going to take you to cut through four ropes? But anyway, Cook and Car Maria did kind of a cheater way of doing it, which was smart. Luckily, it wasn't forbidden. I was worried that they were going to get kicked out for this, but they just looked at what rope CT and Wes had cut and looked at the corresponding number, and it was their color was different, but they were able to figure it out without too much trouble.
Yeah, I give MVP of that challenge to Cook for being able to figure that out, for not just looking and saying, they're like, oh, cut the blue rope.
Right. You know?
Because, like, throughout the challenge, the whole reason that they try to knock the puzzles over is so that the other team can't just look and figure it out on their own. Like, that's been, you know, that's happened challenge after challenge after challenge. That's just part of the strategy of this game, you know? So I'm glad that Cook was able to look over there and figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think, and don't forget, she was a rookie, too. This is, like, Car Maria's fourth or fifth challenge, so she's no rookie. But Cook actually performed quite a bit better than Car Maria, the veteran hat, ever did.
Yeah, so without a doubt.
I hope Cook comes back because she's good.
Jordan.
What?
If you had the opportunity to compete on this show and got Car Maria as a partner, how would you feel about that? Because you are a Car Maria fan, am I right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be as excited as if I got like Emily or someone like that. But I honestly, how I would feel is I would be like, okay, this is something I can work with. Like I wouldn't feel... It's not like I got Siobhan. I feel like with Car Maria, it's mostly mental and swimming. So I just got to work with the swimming and work with her mental state so she doesn't freak out, and I think we'd be in good shape.
You would certainly be stepping into the leader position.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even that, like we're talking like a fresh meat or a fresh meat three sort of situation where she's picking you, but now you have to lead.
Yeah, that's how you would have to go about it with her. She is not a leader.
It's true.
But I do like her. I don't know. I feel like she's likable. And I guess probably because most everybody else seems to not like her, that makes me like her more because I'm like, what? What's wrong with her? Be nice to her.
She's
annoying. Fine, I get it.
She is annoying. I was just rewatching through this episode a few minutes ago, and my God, like, how Cook finally has to, like, snap at her and be like, when I count three, you right. fucking lift. You do yeah, not you just say, let it sit there and let it, like, rip my fingernails off, all right? Mike, that's what you're in for, Jordan.
You're right. Well, I wouldn't, like I said, I would rather have Cook, but I think that I would be able to get along with Carmaria, which is half the game.
Are you going to keep him cool? You better be.
I'd probably end up snapping like that, but Cook did a pretty good job with keeping cool with her. But for example, if I got Evelyn, arguably one of the best female competitors in challenge history, mm-hmm. I would be much less than excited about that because I just feel like Evelyn's a complete bitch. So I would take Carmaria over her, even though Evelyn's a much better competitor. Oh, well, maybe not. I don't know. If I had the suitcase of money in front of me, I might choose Evelyn.
I feel like if I had to choose for you, I think I would choose Evelyn. Because,
like, for my better chances?
Yeah. And also because I think that you and Evelyn could get along. Like, you Evelyn might be right. would just be like, Evelyn is a bitch to Johnny, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as you're a cool person, Evelyn's mostly all right.
I feel like I could get along well with Laurel, even though she can be a complete bitch too. She would be my probably number one pick if I got on the challenge.
Your only problem there is she would, like, you know, make a big scene of cutting someone down. Everyone would say, you know, she overstepped her bounds, and next thing you know, you'd be on the plane home.
Yeah.
She's too unlikable, man. She's too unlikable.
Yeah,
she goes way past right. Evelyn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how would you handle it if you got Cara Maria on your team? Same way? Just try to be the leader?
It would be a disaster. Like, the team would have no strong competitor.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I guess I would just take the, like, the Casey or the Big Easy route and just be like, party time, people. Let's enjoy this vacation while it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not getting to the final.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, the next time around the loop was the eating, right?
Yeah.
This was probably the worst, grossest eating they've ever had in the challenge, in recent memory, at least.
It really was terrible. Like, I was kind of gagging a little bit while it was going on.
Yeah, I was trying. I was, like, consciously making sure I was like, okay, I'm okay, I don't have to go throw up.
Especially
it's really gross.
The worst was when they were drinking that sludge.
Yeah, and it in the piece came out and they're like, I don't know what that was in my mouth. The fish soup,
don't even tell me what was hanging out of my mouth.
Yeah. And the on MTV.com the picture that they showed was of Cara Maria with the thing, like, hanging out of her mouth with the most disgusted look on her face ever. It was gross.
It did make for some of the funniest throw-up moments, though. Like, yeah. CTs especially. Like, my God, he emptied his entire stomach.
Yeah.
It went on for so long.
Oh, it was disgusting.
And then Cara threw up all over her own table.
Yeah.
That's your teammate there, Jordan.
Well,
you have to eat her puke now.
Fine. Well, it couldn't be any worse than what else they had to already eat.
I guess.
I didn't even know what most of that stuff was, and I'm glad, frankly. And Johnny was yelling at Frank, and Frank was yelling at Johnny because Johnny was just standing there not eating. Or that's what it seemed like.
this was really a pathetic show for Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
He really didn't seem to do much at all.
No.
But Emily and Paula, on the other hand, they caught up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did the one, I guess the other twist was, if you're ahead, you have to break through into the next obstacle. So it gives the team behind you a chance to catch up, which sucks.
I liked that. I think it sucks from the point of view.
Well, it sucks for the people, but
of
yeah.
The team in the first place, especially like if you're rooting for that team to win, it sucks having to see that. But like it does make for like a closer game, which I think is a smart idea.
Yeah, I'm generally in favor of any twist. And Johnny Bananas did the, well, I'm not wasting any energy, I'll just let them get in there, which is parallel to what Rupert did on Redemption Island and Survivor.
Yeah, which was a smart move.
Yeah, it didn't help him out, but it was smart anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then so they vomited everywhere. What was the final one?
They had to move the body bags.
Oh, right. That didn't seem very hard to me. I guess the body bags must have been a lot more heavy than it looked.
Yeah, I did get the impression that they were really heavy. And also, did you hear the Wes interview that was on the Grantland podcast last week?
No.
No, well, it was a pretty good interview. You should check it out, by the way.
Okay.
But
did he talk about his monster truck?
He did mention the monster truck. They did talk about that, yes.
Okay.
I'm in. But he also said that MTV said that they had to move 20 body bags, but in reality, there were 30 bags there. And then once CT and Wes were finished moving them, MTV was like, now move them back. Just keep going. Like, they added on to the challenge, like, as they were doing it. So, I guess MTV thought that it wasn't hard enough or...
Huh.
They weren't exhausted enough to have earned the $125,000.
Yeah, geez.
But yeah, it was interesting. They like I said, evidently it was 30 body bags that they had to move, and they had to move the whole stack twice. So it seems like a difficult chore.
Yeah, they definitely did seem very, very out of it by the end and very exhausted. And
one thing that I liked is that even though Johnny could hardly move by the point that they got to the body bags, he still had energy enough to talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Wes was walking like a zombie, and Johnny was over there yelling at him like, "We're coming at you guys. We're catching up. You guys are slowing down." And he was doing it with, it made it sound like he hadn't lifted a single finger the entire time, like hadn't taken a single step off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had just woken up and he was completely fresh.
Yeah.
Even though it appeared that he could hardly move.
Well, he's good at shit talking.
Yeah, he always has like that little, the reserves just to give it to you.
I do think Johnny, in the past few seasons, has lost the eye of the tiger. Like, especially in the final challenges, it really doesn't seem like he's hungry for it anymore.
It's interesting you say that. I feel like this is the first time I've noticed that from him. Like, I feel like he was one of the competitors that was constantly improving. But
yeah,
might be right. He might have just, like, over the last few seasons found that, like, oh, it's so simple, and maybe he just doesn't train as hard now.
Well, if you remember a couple seasons ago, or maybe even last season, he was gigantic. And he definitely, I guess all of them seem to have lost weight, with the exception of CT. Like, Johnny, I remember us saying, like, you never thought of him as, like, a muscle-bound kind of guy, and he was gigantic one season, and now he's back down to his regular size.
Yeah, that is true. So something changed.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the interview addresses steroids.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah. I don't want to spoil too much of the interview. It was really good. But
Well, you have to tell the listeners. What did he name names?
He didn't name names. And his reasons were that, like, people have constantly threw his name out there as a possibility for someone who would use steroids. So he never wanted to do, he just didn't want to do that to someone else.
Did he admit to using them?
No, he said that, that he, like, he just was always really good at, like, putting on muscle and stuff like that, and used to do a lot of weight training and eat right back then, so that's why he bulked up so much. But he said that he just hadn't lifted weights in about 3 years, so that's where all the muscle went.
All right, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, and, you know, it sounded fairly believable.
Well, that was just about the end of the challenge, and we had, how do you feel about the winners?
I'm 100% satisfied. I know I said that I was, like, predicting Marlon and Jordan, but, you know, I was always in camp CT and Wes. Like, they're who I kind of wanted to win, but I was thinking, like, wait, these underdogs, man. But no, I'm completely satisfied.
Yeah, I was satisfied too, and I do have to admit I wanted Cook and Carmaria to, like, come from behind and win, or lead the whole thing and win against all odds. But Emily and Paula were just too powerful of a team. Like, they should have never been together, really, because they're a shoo-in. They won too many challenges. They did deserve to win.
Yeah, yeah. I who knows? I guess people still kind of underestimate Paula, but don't sleep on Paula, Jordan.
She's no, you can't anymore. She had a lot of seasons of losing, and now she's getting her comeuppance now.
Yeah.
Lots of winning ahead.
So, yeah, completely satisfied that Emily and Paula won. Probably happier about that than I am about Wes and
CT.
No, that's not true. Happy about, like, both.
Yeah, I was glad Wes and CT won. I hate Frank and yeah. Yeah, oh, and about the slap in the reunion, which was a live reunion, which I don't think they've ever done before, and I'm sad that I missed it, honestly. But I love the verbal spats between these challenge members when they're trying to put each other down about how well their life is together. Like, your life's not even half as together as my life is together. And then Knight was saying, like, your life's not together. What are you, a server? And then I always love when they, the other guy, like Frank said, I'm actually a graduate student. I'm getting my master's degree or something like that. And then Frank clearly doesn't have a comeback Knight doesn't have a comeback. So Knight's just like, oh, really? Like, oh, that's cool. Like,
yeah. Well, oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that was a pretty good comeback. I mean, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
What
do you also, Knight seemed a little out of it.
Yeah. He's on stuff.
And Knight was the one from his season that had the prescription drug problem, if you remember. Yeah.
I don't believe that he's ever gotten over it, but who am I to say? But he doesn't strike me as a sober guy.
Well, we shall see. Well, I guess really we'll probably never know, but
yeah.
Yeah, it seemed a little weird. It seemed like, because, you know, we know how he acts when he drinks. You know, we've seen him drink all season long. It seemed a little different this time. So.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe we will never know. But that was the challenge. Pretty good season. I need something fresh next season, though. I gotta be honest.
Format change?
I'd like a format change, yeah. And I don't know. Maybe I need either an All-Stars, like a really, really good cast, or maybe another Fresh Meat or something like that.
Another Fresh Meat would be nice. I would like to see them do another season where they do the big teams again.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's harder. It's harder for MTV to get some of the better cast members to commit to the big teams.
Yeah.
Because it's like such a wild card that's harder for them to control, you know?
Yeah. But,
who knows? I'm still, hey. Battle of the Sexes 3. I'm telling you, the kill.
Was that... Oh, but last season was Battle of the Seasons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't get how the seasons work, because last season we were wrapping up in December. So, I don't know. I guess the next season will probably start in, what, January, February?
I don't know. It, Jersey Shore kind of threw a wrench into things. It seemed like the seasons used to be a lot closer together.
Yeah.
But then they had, like, MTV found this entirely new hit on their hands, and so the Real World and the Challenge got spread out a little further.
Speaking of Jersey Shore, is there anyone on planet Earth who watches the Pauly Show or the Snooki and JWoww Show?
I saw the commercials for the Snooki and JWoww Show, and I was like, you know what? I should check this out. I don't think I'll watch an episode. I haven't watched an episode yet.
Are they new, or is it like second season now, or is it just the first season?
I think the Snooki and JWoww Show may be going into their third season.
Huh. Okay.
But as far as I know, the Pauly D Show only had one season. Is that coming back?
I think so. I don't know. It's on the website.
Hmm.
But I wonder what the situation's doing these days.
I feel like I heard somewhere that he was broke.
That would be sad, since he made like $18 million from being an idiot.
I could be completely wrong, though.
I hope he's not. I like the situation.
Yeah, same here.
He kind of made me... He was kind of... seemed really depressed the last couple Jersey Shore seasons, actually, so it made me feel sorry for him.
Yeah, well, he couldn't handle the shore.
Yeah. Well, do we want to go into Survivor, or you want to go straight into Breaking Bad?
I think we could skip Survivor this week, only because, you know, when the teams are still so full of people the don't really know yet. It's kind of hard to talk about.
It's true, and the only big twist really was that Rupert got voted out.
Yeah,
but I do want to mention something that's interesting.
Or lost, he lost the challenge and had to go home.
Right. On Redemption Island, but the other big twist that happens. That is, I don't think I mentioned this last week, that's involved in there being family members and loved ones on the other team, is that, and they tried to do this week, you vote out somebody from your tribe who you think has the best likelihood. It's even complicated to even explain, but you vote out the person from your tribe when their family member is the strongest person on their other tribe, with the hopes that they'll take their family member's place. Am I making sense to anybody? Do you know what I mean, at least?
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
It's kind of like a voting strategy that the teams have kind of been tossing around. The idea
I don't know
of,
if it's going to work, but it makes it interesting, at least.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it'll work either. I mean, because we've already seen one of the guys have the opportunity to go in to kind of help his wife, and the guy did not take them up on the opportunity. So I don't know why they just assumed that everyone was going to do that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it seems like their plan was to vote in Tyson's girlfriend, and it did seem like Tyson was going to go in to...
Yeah.
To try to save her. So I guess there is something to that idea.
Yeah, so it just kind of stirs up how the voting strategy works and stuff too. So I really think on paper, I was just like, okay, they're doing family double dare, big deal. But it really does stir things up a little bit.
One thing that people have to think about before just jumping forward to take their loved one's place is... It could get to the point where, like, all of the strongest competitors are on Redemption Island to try to help their family member.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like the one strong guy that like stays back, you know, you could rule this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, hey, whatever family member you brought there, you know, listen, let's win $1 million, huh? We're not here to play games. We're here to win.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck on Redemption Island.
And I think Colton is, I think he's on his way out. I think on Wednesday he's going to be out of there. I think he quits, actually. But anyway,
I wouldn't be disappointed to see him go home.
No, I can't stand him.
I'm kind of over him.
Fucking hate him.
Yeah.
His boyfriend doesn't bother me, though. His boyfriend seems like a pretty good guy so far. He hasn't really gotten a whole lot of camera time.
Which makes it seem like, I mean, Colton has to be a completely different person off the island, right? Like,
starting to think no, because he was trying to be nice the first episode and he couldn't pull it off.
But the boyfriend is so normal and like drama free.
I don't know. Maybe he's just the submissive type.
Maybe.
But anyway, Breaking Bad. We got to do this.
All right.
What do you think?
So, spoilers, people. Leave now if you haven't seen it.
It was a great ending. I was having trouble sleeping last night because I was thinking about it.
It was a really good one. I was glad to see Badger and Skinny Pete back.
Yeah, I was really happy to see them. When I saw the two guys run out of the woods, I was like, it's Badger and Skinny Pete. I know it.
And, you know, things ended well for Jesse. I couldn't see how they could possibly end well. And I guess they didn't end great for him, but at least, you know, he got away and the last thing we saw of him was him with a smile on his face, so.
Yeah, for Jesse, everything, in the situation he was in, and having Andrea being killed and everything, he got away in the best possible situation he could. Everybody who ever knew that he was a part of this meth empire is dead, so he's out scot-free as long as he's away from the Nazi camp before the DEA gets there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's out scot-free. He's, he doesn't have any money, so that's a problem, unless he knows where I don't know. He'll just have to find a job, I guess, but
he has no money. He has no loved ones.
Yeah.
He's got
his family still.
The family who refused to see him. Especially after he conned them out of the house.
Hey, he's alive and he's free, and he got to kill Todd, which I was hoping. I was like, they have to let Jesse kill Todd because, you know, and he did. He got to kill him, which was nice. And I had a feeling that because everybody was thinking when they showed Elliot and or whatever his business partners from Gray Matter, whatever their name is, when he saw him on the news on the last episode, everybody was thinking, oh, he's going back to New Mexico to kill him. But I was like, they wouldn't be that obvious about it. He's going to use them to get money to his family, which is what he did. And it was ended up being pretty damn smart and got so on Walter Jr.'s 18th birthday, he'll get a good chunk of change, about $9 million.
Yeah, that sounds all right to me.
A little bit.
Certainly.
He got to have a little moment with Skyler, you know, not too much animosity. He came clean about being liking being a bad guy and stuff, and he got to say goodbye to his daughter. It was just a perfect last episode. And he got what I love about I don't know if it's been every season, but at least three of the seasons on the last episode, he MacGyvers some kind of something to kill a bunch of people or at least one person. And I was excited that they kept that going. With his machine gun and the garage door opener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. I don't know if we've talked about this. How do you feel about Skyler as a character? Are you like a Skyler hater?
I don't hate Skyler. I think she's she's kind of annoying, but you kind of have to have some character that is going against, I don't know. It's hard to hate her because you got to hate Walt at a certain point because of what he's done to her. So I don't hate Skyler. I don't necessarily like her, though. I like Marie. I don't know.
Oh, I hate Marie. She's all right. they're fine. I like Skyler, though.
Okay.
Or at least don't dislike Skyler.
Yeah. She's just chain smoking away in that apartment.
Well, what else does she have left?
Mm-hmm.
She can't even feel safe walking to the baby's room. There could be three men back there, Jordan. She's got nothing.
True. except Walt killed them all.
That's true.
And it was nice that Walt saved Jesse, and they just made everything, like, they, it's not like they made up or anything, but they had a little understanding. Like, I think he walked out while he was talking to Lydia just so that Jesse would hear that everybody was dead that knew anything about Jesse. So,
yeah, they had a good point.
They had a knowing nod between each other. And then Walt died. And it was a perfect end.
It was. It was a great episode.
I give it a 10.
I would agree. A lot of times with television shows, like the second to the last episode of the season will be the big one. And then the last episode is sometimes maybe slightly on the boring side as they tie up loose ends, but not this time. They wrote it right up to the credits.
Yep.
Just action-packed.
Yeah, it was dynamite. I actually watched the whole Nazi scene at lunch today on my phone again because I wanted to see it. And I watched the whole Talking Bad thing afterwards, which was good too. This is, and they're gonna release the whole special series, and it comes with the Los Pollos Hermanos apron and a bunch of other stupid shit that nobody needs. But I think I might buy it, even though it's like, I guess I probably won't because it's like $250.
Oh yeah, shit. But wait till like Black Friday or something.
Yeah. Either that or I'll just wait until they come out with the non-deluxe version where I can just have the whole series. But this is one that I need to own, because how many series can you say that they didn't have a bad season, or like they didn't write themselves into a hole and had to try to dig themselves out of it, or had a misstep somewhere? They didn't have any of that.
It's true.
Like have you ever watched Californication?
Yeah, I watched the first few seasons of that.
Okay, me too. I watched up until the year ago or year and a half ago season. And basically what they did was at the end of one of the seasons, they wrote themselves into such a corner that where David Duchovny was getting arrested and his family hated him and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, how are they going to get him out of this? Like, the next season's going to be amazing because they can't just ignore that happened, but that's exactly what they did. They just were like 5 years later or something like that, and that's when I stopped watching Californication.
Doesn't the next season start with him getting out of jail?
Yeah, it's like,
I think that's when I stopped watching too.
Yeah, it was like, fucking cop out, screw you guys, I'm out. And that was it. So Breaking Bad didn't make any of those mistakes. If they wrote, they didn't, it seems like they planned ahead. Like, if they made a decision, they're like, well, how are we going to get ourselves out of this before they committed to it?
Yeah.
It was great.
It really was. He's not overselling it, people.
You got to go back. I think all of them, except for the most recent season, are all on Netflix. So get yourself that free trial and just work your way through them. It'll take you about 3 days.
I think I'm going to go back. I have all the of this season on DVR. I think I'm going to go back and rewatch.
I am too.
Some of this season.
I'm going to watch all of them.
Prior to the season, I had been going back through the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, come to think of it, I don't think I finished that. So maybe I'll finish and then go all the way through again. It's that good, people. It just ended and I'm restarting.
I've actually already watched like all the way to season 4 twice, because when I got my brother into it, for some reason I was like in the mood for it. I knew he was watching the first episode at that time, and I'm like, I want to kind of, like, as if I'm watching it with him, I'm like, I want to be able to talk to him about what happened and stuff. And then I ended up like just binging and over the next week or so watching the entire series again. It's so good.
It is.
Anyway, well, this is about our series finale too, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
But we can come back a little more frequently than never in between. I'd like to talk about Survivor every so often and whatnot.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Like every few weeks we'll hit up Survivor and stuff.
Yeah. All right, so it's been a good season. Thanks, audience.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll see you in a few weeks, and if we renege on that plan, we'll see you in a few months.
Yeah, and you know, feel free to keep sending those emails and
commenting
on the Facebook page and whatnot.
Oh, and by the way, if you added me on Facebook, there's a pretty good chance that I didn't accept your request because I just see a random name and I push decline, not thinking it was a challenge person, but then I realized it might be people that are listening to us. So if I declined your request, go ahead and try to send it again and I'll accept.
Yeah, also, like if you send it, you're allowed to leave like a comment or something. So just write
right.
like you killed it in the little box. And
yep, that'll do it.
Yeah, that way we know the context.
Exactly. All right, so I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
See you later.
Have a good one.